All right, final segment with our guest. 3 weeks ago, I talked to Charlie Kirk, and he said, I got law enforcement sources that Biden collapsed in Vegas. They obviously didn't give him his speed. They gave him an opiate or something. Then they fly him to Delta Days to keep him under wraps. They put out a fake letter. Pelosi admits it's fake as if she's not involved in it. That was a coup right there. It was a coup putting Biden in. So our guest, Greg Sindstrom, is absolutely on target. Patriot.online. His report, The Council, Who's Running the United States of America, is so critical. Go read it. But we're already here. We're already in the ongoing coup. It's not like a coup is coming. They already tried to kill Trump. We're in the coup. So the question is, what are they going to pull now? People ask, well, how did Trump get in 8 years ago? Because they underestimated there wasn't enough dead people or folks out of district. They run out of bullets. That's why they tried to kill Trump. So we're on the edge of oblivion here. It's quite a time to be alive. In the closing time, we have 4 minutes left. Finish up, Greg.
I think this is, of all the times in history, this is the best time to be alive because it's a time of great choices and all the information at people's fingertips. And I think if, God wanted to, make sure that people were fully informed and making decisions of between right and wrong and making decisions for their family and making decisions for their future, this is the best time in history to be alive. I wouldn't want it any differently. I think what we have to look at, and people have to engage and participate and restore America, make, make America great. And the idea of American exceptionalism was a part of our fabric of our country long before President Trump. It's the fabric that President Trump grew up in and became wealthy in and learned.
It's manifest destiny.
Yeah, American exceptionalism is something that we need to, is part of the restoration. And part of that is people need to feel empowered and engaged. And I'm telling, the reason I'm here today is you are. The small group of people, the big group of people we're fighting is very, very small. You know, when they say the deep state, they make it seem so big that there's nothing you can do, that it's a matter of fate and it's all in God's hands.
Remember how they built God up the former FBI director like he was God? And when we saw him, he was like a little man in behind the curtain in Wizard of Oz. He was a joke.
That's what we're dealing with, is we're dealing with the Wizard of Oz. That's a great analogy. Once people just take the blinders off, believe your own eyes, believe your own ears. Listen to your show. Listen to other people. I like Roger Stone. He's one of the greatest political strategists in history. And, I listen to him. I listen to you, Alex. I listen to everybody. But I think people need to just use their own ears and their eyes. Look at President Trump as someone. He's done everything he could. He can't do anymore. I think that he may even secretly, he wouldn't say it, but I think he may realize that they're going to take the election from him again. And he's done all he could. It's time for us to do something. It's time for the American public to show up. That's what we're asking you to do. If you're sitting on the beach and taking selfies and pictures of what you had for lunch and pictures of your feet,
you got a problem.
The ocean, what you're doing is the devil will sit there and anybody that, the devil will make people's lives comfortable.
The devil.
Everything's fine until that cage you've created for yourself, the door shuts. And that's it. The country's gone. We're at war. Your children have lost their lives. They've been denied an education. Your parent or your grandparents died alone in a hospital, sitting in a mask and you couldn't get in the door. If you don't think we're in a fight and you don't think politics matter and you don't think we're at a war, then be happy in your cage and they'll shut it. And at some point, and then you won't be happy. But if it's so simple, and it is so simple, that if 90% of you show up, go to the poll and vote 90%. That's what we need. Right now, we only get 60%. 6 out of 10 people, and maybe it's only 4 out of 10 because I think they're voting for the other two. But the bottom line is if 90% show up to vote, that could be swinging.
Yeah, stop us, Greg. Great job. Thank you, Greg. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Australia does a great job. She's coming in just a few minutes live for the balance of the hour ahead of Owen Schroyer knocking out of the park, 3 p.m. Central, the War Room. All right, before I go any further and turn the baton over to her, what an amazing last 3-plus hours. What an incredible show last night with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. I want to thank you all for joining us. I want to welcome all the new viewers and listeners. I want to just ask listeners to support our sponsors, drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWarsStore.com, Big Sale, Vitamin Real Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with zinc and rose hips, all of it back in stock, up to 40% off, or actually some stuff 60% off, at InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, you name it. And then separately, work with the great patriots who make some of the top T-shirts for Trump, you name it, knives, daggers, you know, T-shirts, everything, at HoldTheLine.com. The great patriots we've teamed up with at HoldTheLine.com are doing something incredible, folks. Not only did they drop several new merch designs, but they are giving away 1,776 rounds of 9mm and 1,776 rounds of .223 or .556. All you have to do is go to HoldTheLine.com, and anything you buy on the site gets you automatically entered to win the ammo. Every dollar spent is an entry to win and funds the InfoWar. And that's some of the best T-shirt designs, you name it. And if you don't want to buy anything, no problem. Just enter your email and you'll still enter to win this ammo giveaway. We're starting doing these every week. They're also doing this for a week, folks. So get entered now at Hold the Line. That's one word. Just HoldTheLine.com. Go to HoldTheLine.com now and enter to win. 1776 ammo giveaway right now. And our sponsors are amazing. HoldTheLine.com. And again, InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, incredible products. We cannot fight a war against the New World Order without you, so we bring you great products, so it's a win-win situation. But you have to make the decision at this critical time to fund those at the tip of the spear. Thank you all for your support. Sign up for the free ammo giveaway. You can either buy something and automatically sign up, or for free, just sign up. And they're going to give this away every week. They're giving ammo away. So this is... this is 9mm and .223 or .556, 1,776 rounds, so you can double that. Go right now to HoldTheLine.com, HoldTheLine.com, or again, InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com. Those are the coordinates of funding the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. We're going to go to break and come right back with Maria Z in studio. Stay with us.
You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already best sellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names, but they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart, cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and it's wonderful to be here with you all today. You know, these next few months are going to be difficult. That's no secret. There are going to be many, many different things that they throw at us. But I think one of the most crucial things in America right now is this culture war, this media war, this propaganda war that is happening, this fake support for Kamala Harris and Tampon Tim. And I just can't believe how many people are falling for it. But I do think that X has played a crucial role in exposing this for what it is. I think that people like my next guest have played a crucial role in exposing this, exposing the double standards, exposing the hypocrisy. This is absolutely vital in winning the hearts and minds of the people, not just in America, but all over the world, because this election is going to affect the entire world. So Bobby Sauce at Take Naps on Instagram joins me now. Bobby, thank you so much for coming on today.
My pleasure. Glad to be back.
It's good to have you back again. Well, I know you've been tracking this closely and you've had some really monumental shifts in your thinking. And this is something I really respect about you, by the way, because you're so transparent about it. But you've been tracking this propaganda and media war happening right now, this manufactured love for Kamala. I'd love to just get your thoughts on the past few weeks, really.
Well, I just think that, you know, it's funny how, you know, if you look at the 2020 primary when Kamala Harris ran, she came in, I think it was fifth place of all the primary contenders in that race. And she didn't even get enough to make it to the first primary vote. She had a fundraising problem and a popularity problem. And even as early as 3 months ago, she was, I think she was, had an approval rating of the lowest vice president, I think, of all time or since they've been tracking it. So to think that she could go from being the least popular presidential candidate 4 years ago to now being supposedly somebody that has all this support is purely based on money and purely based on the fact that they can astroturf the campaign or astroturf the people and brainwash them into doing and saying basically whatever they want. And it really just goes to show how pervasive and powerful the media is, where if you can edit photos in just the right way and alter photos in just the right way and post just enough ads in just enough places and pay just enough influencers to help magnify your message, you can make it look like you're everywhere all at once. But I really just don't necessarily think that in every case the internet is the general population. So I think that this is a sugar high. I forget who said it like that, but I think it's a sugar high.
Well, I want to, team, if you can bring up a couple of those shots of the airplane where you clearly see in the reflection that the people that appear to be in that shot are not in that shot. It's pretty obvious to me, Bobby. I'm guessing these are the types of photos that you're talking about, although we do have more. And I think in that first, where the team's zooming right now, I can kind of see how maybe that, you know, that's a little bit higher. But as far as the engine reflection, which we're panning to right now, that's right in front of the crowd and there's no one there.
Yeah. So I think that there's a really important, you know, something that I really always try to subscribe to is I try to only specifically talk about things that I can prove or at least come very close to proving. And what I think a lot of people are mistaking is the difference between a Photoshop or edited photo, a digitally altered photo, and an AI generated photo. Because there'll be videos and whatnot of individuals on the ground in these events saying, look, you know, Republicans and conservatives are freaking out. This was a real event. I'm not concluding that these events are not real. What I'm suggesting is that at least some of the photos that they're putting out are at the very least digitally altered to enhance them and make the people look more enthusiastic or more densely populated. And then when you couple that in with the idea that you're going to pay influencers to elevate a message or pay influencers to maybe even show up at these events, which has been kind of proven more than enough times, if you add all of those things together and all of the media basically gaslighting you about what's been happening for the last 4 years and propping these people up, it makes perfect sense why it would look that way. But I'll look at a photo on Instagram and in 3 minutes, you see a fake faded image coming out of somebody's head holding a sign. And it's like, I can't understand how any person could look at this and think that it's not real. But sadly, they do.
Yeah, there's another image, team, if you can bring that other one up where it's actually got some of the faces of the people in the crowd and the I mean, really? Like, look at this. Yeah. Look, how many fingers does that man have? How many hands does he have? And this guy's eye, what is that face? I mean, maybe that's his face, but I don't know about those hands.
Yeah. No, it's too funny, because that's the thing is that you don't have to lie about everything. To be manipulating people. So I don't care if you put out 75 images and then you put out one fake one where the faces look like they're goblins and ghouls. If you'll put out one, that means you'll put out 1,000. If you lie about anything, you'll lie about everything. And we already know that they lie, but it's just so funny watching these like kind of like soy person or like Gen Z types or these like paid influencer types see a picture of a guy whose eye is going two different ways and they're like, Donald Trump is afraid to debate Kamala Harris. It's like, bro, you got paid $5,000. Like, shut up.
I agree with you. But on a much more serious note, Bobby, you make such a vital point here. If you'll lie even about one photo, you'll lie about anything. And right. The problem that we have is that now, you know, we have governments around the world. This is why I highlighted this. People said, oh, you're getting distracted by the political theater. No, actually, this is vital. Because governments around the world are regulating the use of AI so that we can't use it to benefit us. Meanwhile, you have video editing or photo editing tools or AI being used. Essentially, this is, in my opinion, this is election interference. You're manufacturing support. It's not really there. I mean, surely there's some sort of at least code of ethics against this. And it's just a shadow of the types of ways in which governments will use or are already using the digital world against us.
Yeah, I think I saw a video just a couple of days ago that showed a side-by-side of a real video of a person and a completely AI-generated person in video format. And it's like we've basically reached the point where consumer AI is indiscernible from real video. So to think that they're doing this even on the littlest level, it's like almost unfathomable to think that they are. It's like if these people will literally lie to you about everything right to your face and tell you things that, you know, your average rational human being, you don't even have to be conservative or right-wing, whatever. You're just like, yeah, you can't cut off your Pen 15 and be a girl. That's not how that works. You can't do that. So it's like if they will lie about these things that are provably obvious right in your face, it's like you honestly think that somebody that got $100 million in one day in donations to their campaign and has the support of all these major companies, who's the largest Democrat donor? I'm pretty sure, or corporate donor. I'm pretty sure it was Google. Who has the most sophisticated AI probably in the history of the world? Probably Google. So just to think that if we can identify it on Instagram in 10 seconds, can you imagine what they're actually capable of?
Yeah, I agree. Although, you know, having the most powerful AI and you're still making images where the eyes are kind of going right. Like... This is pretty hilarious. I want to talk about some of that gaslighting, team. Alex had a video earlier of Gavin Newsom where a reporter says, oh, my energy costs aren't going down. And Gavin Newsom goes, oh, yeah, yes, they are.
As far as energy
can you please
topic,
play that?
I live in Woodland, and I'm actually a customer of Valley Clean Energy. And I can tell you my power bills have not gone down. And I'm curious, when should California see some financial benefit to this transformation to renewables?
Well, I think we have. That wind, the water, and solar has kept prices down. This is the cheapest form of energy right out here, this technology. It's had a significant impact on what you don't see. Our nation-leading climate policies have also had a significant impact of rebating customers, including $146 just this month that will be going out on average to customers, millions and millions of customers, through our cap and trade program to
offset
utility.
All right, that's enough. I can't handle this guy. And you know, we laugh because it is hilarious at just how blatant this is. But Bobby, look how serious this is. Someone is actually saying, I can tell you, I'm looking at my bills and my bills are not going down. And he's like, oh, yes, they are. Oh, sorry, my mistake. Like, what's your response supposed to be there?
Right, exactly. Well, that is where somebody like a Gavin Newsom serpent, as I would refer to him as, really is the biggest threat. Because, you know, you get a lie that comes from Joe Biden and it's like, this guy isn't really too sharp. But you get a person like him who will blatantly lie directly to your face. Like when he did that debate with Ron DeSantis, they were like, here's the chart from the Department of Labor. It shows this specific thing. He's like, no, it doesn't. But herein lies the real problem. I don't blame these slithering serpent demon politicians like Gavin Newsom for lying to us. What I blame is the average American citizen for being so stupid, or smooth brain, as I would refer to them as, for like literally letting them lie directly to your face and being like, he's handsome. Like, oh, he's cleaning up California because there's 15 pictures of him picking up a bag of garbage from some homeless encampment 3 months before, you know, an election. It's like, I really hate to say it, but it's the people's responsibility for being so stupid. And not only stupid, because they know that it's true, and any rational, intelligent person knows, they just don't care. So in some cases, it's stupidity. In other cases, they're just like, well, the other guy is an orange tyrant. It's like, so you're willing to let like this slithering demon lie straight to your face because you don't like the other guy. It's just like, you're a communist. You don't care about the country. And really, what you really don't care about is yourself, your freedom, and the freedom of the children and the next generation. So like, you're selfish and dumb and sad inside and powered by soy, as I usually say.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, they even have, there's a video of Whoopi Goldberg saying, I don't care if he poops his pants, anyone but Trump, essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are people that are genuinely just driven by so much hatred for Trump for whatever reason is, because they read CNN headlines. And so it just doesn't matter how poorly their own party treats them, who's giving them a presidential candidate that they didn't vote for, who's lying, stealing the other candidate's policies, lying and saying, oh, once I'm in, I'm going to do this. It's like, you're the vice president now. You're pretty close to Biden, right? Being his VP, you could probably do some of this now. I mean, how insulting is this to the intelligence of the Democratic voters? I'm amazed by this.
Yeah, it's incredibly insulting, but it's kind of like, it's cliche, but it's like the frog in boiling water. It's like, imagine if we could run a candidate that nobody voted for, that has no stated policy positions, and then just not have them speak. It's like, if we could do that, we could pretty much do anything. And it's like, honestly, I would not be surprised if, like, in 2028, they literally just have an AI-generated fake non-real person running. And it's like, she's so brave. They can make it be like trans, a woman, a they, them, six races at the same time. And it like literally could be a figment of our imagination. But that's the real problem, is just like, they are moving the window of what is acceptable and accepted by their voters to such a degree that it's like, do you have no concern at all? Like, you literally don't even know what she wants to do. It's not even written down. Not only is it not written down, she's not even saying it, and they really don't care. And it just goes to show, like you said about Whoopi, it's like, they say the quiet part out loud. It's like, I don't care if he poops his pants, if he's a vegetable, if he's in a dumpster, you know, at the bottom of the sea, I'm voting Biden. It's like, you're sick in the brain, dude. Like, I like Donnie. I certainly don't think he's perfect. He's obviously better than you. But I wouldn't vote for him if he was waist deep and dump. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, you're a psycho person.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the same token, Bobby, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I obviously, I'm an Australian, but my thinking and my politics is more on the right or Republican side, okay? But if it was another candidate other than Donald Trump and they were absolutely, you know, as pathetic and lacking a command of the English language as Kamala Harris, I would be saying, okay, we need a better candidate. You know, I don't like Kamala. I think she's terrible. But this candidate's no good either. Let's get a better person. But that just doesn't happen with the left.
Yeah, and I mean, even just a vote, even if they just had some type of snap vote, I don't know. I don't know the protocol for it, but there has to be one. And the fact that people are just so willing to jump behind somebody that literally nobody voted for just seems so unfathomable to me. And it's like, I honestly think that it sets a really creepy and peculiar precedent for the future of the left. And, you know, the left, like the right is ultimately like the left going the speed limit. So it's like, will this happen with us at some point where our candidate is just spoon fed to us, where maybe there is no primary and it's always picked by delegates? Does this set that precedent? Because I really, as much as I know that the right is better, the conservative party is better or whatever, it's like they do lots of terrible stuff to us. Like, you're telling me Lindsey Graham is fighting on our behalf. Oh. Like, you're telling me, you know, Adam Kinzinger and all these other serpents are in there fighting for. So it's like, we tolerate a lot as well. And I understand it to a degree, but like, this is likely, I hate to say it, what is next for us if we don't make the same type of stink about holding Donnie or whomever we vote for accountable for literally everything. Because with each thing that we don't hold people accountable for, or at the very least are afraid to talk or speak out about, the further they're going to get from caring what we say or what we talk about that they're doing.
That's such a good point. And I think, you know, I want to talk to you about this on the other side of the break, because I'm hearing, you know, some people on the right, and they have a very, very good point. They're talking about it on X, and they're saying, you know, Democrats are very unified. They just pretend like everything in their party is perfect. They don't openly air their dirty laundry, whereas conservatives will go out and make viral posts that the left then uses against them, and we need to stop doing that and be unified and so on and so forth. And to an extent, I understand that because of how vicious the left is, and they don't respect just being honest and transparent and holding the people that you love to account. Like, they don't have that concept. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and, you know, everything's fine as long as Trump doesn't get in, and we'll just, you know, gloss over the fact that, you know, stolen valor tampon Tim is not the best guy. You know, and it's insane to me, but at the same time, you know, it's like, do we then give up on the fact that actually the right is represented by independent thinkers and people that aren't afraid to hold people to account and say, hey, we demand better accountability? And I think that ties in really well to what you're saying here. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Tim Walz and the Stolen Valor saga, and we're going to talk more about the culture. Candace Owens' commentary recently about, you know, oh, whoa, just every black person's just, yeah, we all just like to twerk. I mean, this is just so offensive. As an outsider, as an insider, you should be offended at the Democratic Party. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back here with Bobby Sauce. You can find him on IG at TakeNaps.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens, Mushroom Max, all the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Jones.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Terry Breton, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, the weak little man who sent the letter to Elon Musk saying, don't you dare interview Donald Trump. It's going to be full of disinformation. The world's going to implode or explode. And just watching the left's reaction to two men having a conversation has just been fascinating to me. And so I want to talk to you about that in a moment, Bobby. But let me just say to the viewers, and I can say this as an outsider coming here, you are tuned in to the most prolific media outlets in the world right now. This entire team, this entire studio, the professionalism of these people, the genuine care for humanity that every single person I've encountered inside the InfoWars crew and these studios is you cannot believe it. It's the best I've seen in the industry. So please continue to support InfoWars. Get yourself some really, really great products I myself have plugged BrainForce Ultra myself because I use that in Australia when I'm getting up early hours of the morning to do broadcasts in the US. And so I highly recommend it. But their products are fantastic. Or a donation, whatever you can do, or as a bare minimum, continue to share their broadcasts. That is just so important because they are terrified. Last night when Elon, when people couldn't get on that space, Alex was broadcasting. Over a million people were listening live because they were able to get in. They were able to get the information to the world when, you know, there was a DDoS attack and others weren't able to access it. So please continue to support InfoWars. I have to say that because I value this place so much, so, so much. Bobby, the absolute lunacy, the overreaction of these two men having a conversation has been amazing to witness.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. It's like you see these kind of familiar episodes, these 1984 style scenes playing out in real time. And it's like they are in the UK arresting people for posting stuff on social media right now. And I know that Australia has a prolific kind of history of overreaching and being really egregious with speech related laws as well. And it's like, I feel like sometimes it's hard to put into context how significant the United States is as a singular player against a global takeover of the freedom of all people. It's like there is no place on the planet that has the First Amendment like the United States of America has. It is the last bastion of free speech that exists on the entire planet, period. There is no other place. So it's like nobody has it enshrined into their Bill of Rights like we do. Nobody has that protection there for us. So it's like if you were to figure out a way to crack into that, you would never be able to speak about anything ever. Because we know that they chip away at these things very slowly over time. If you can show somebody a morphed humanoid photo and they can see it with their own eyes and they believe that it's real, it won't be long before they can convince people that words are weapons and words are hate. And they've successfully done it around the world and they're cutting down front doors as we speak. For this exact reason. So it really just solidifies how important the United States is and how all of this stuff is so much more important than Trump. It's so much more important than conservatism, the Republican Party, how bad Kamala Harris is. It really is about the freedom of people. And if you have somebody like Kamala Harris or somebody that really just blatantly will fly in the face of things you know to be reality, then speech and these things that are very paramount and specific almost to America only are next.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And what we're witnessing in the UK is horrifying. And I'll just say Australia's already getting prepared for this. You know, they're raising their terrorism threat. They're saying, yep. You know, oh, we're rolling out all these new digital ID comes in December. And now we've got all these systems and they want to check the mental health status of accountants before they process your tax return. You know, just insane, just squeezing people more and more and more to this ultimate goal, by the way, which you alluded to before. Of having, you know, AI government, AI absolutely everything, removing real people. Yuval Noah Harari says, 2024, last year of elections, this is why they're going so hard against a real human that just says what's on his mind being elected. I mean, this is how I see it. Yeah. But, you know, even to the point of them, you know, trying to stop it, trying to stop that live stream going forward. What are your thoughts on the stream, Bobby? Because I know you would have tuned in.
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, I think probably the most valuable thing that I gleaned from it, because like if you listen to Trump speak, especially if you listen to him speaking consistently over time, he hits a lot of the same points. We've heard what he's talked about the shooter. We've heard what he talked about the border. But the one major development that I actually really appreciate Elon for harping on multiple times is he was like, "Do you think it would be wise to have some type of government spending advisory board that would oversee how the government spends money and validates whether or not it's wasteful?" And he mentioned this multiple times, even though Trump didn't really give him a direct answer, which I don't necessarily think he deflects. I think he was very excitable and wanted to run through the things he wanted to say. But Elon really mentioned it multiple times, which I thought was a huge development. And it's like people need to understand how important it is that Elon Musk works with whatever administration, number one. And number two, that if such a thing was to exist, that thing could almost single-handedly stop the inflation bleed and the debt bleed and really solve so many more of our problems, even than modifying policies would. Because it's like, if you, like, I think it was Warren Buffett said one time, he was like, he's like, if you want to balance the budget, make a rule that if the debt is higher than the GDP by a certain percentage, that every member of Congress can't get reelected to a next term. He's like, and they'll fix that right away so they can get reelected. Yeah. So the point is that it can be done. So if such a board was to exist, if Elon Musk could bend Donnie's ear like that, and if he was more amenable to suggestions specifically related to money, I think it would solve a lot of problems about the economy. It would solve a lot of inflation problems. It would solve a lot of the energy problems, the wasteful spending problems. And then once people got that taste of freedom, they might be more inclined to realize that a lot of these other policies that are non-interventionalist, keep your own money, keep your own freedom, actually do work. And I think that would be a huge development if that actually happened.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, I think Elon's still got a little way to go. He himself, by the way, said, you know, he was a supporter of Obama. And, you know, I think he even said, I'm sort of traditionally a Democrat. I think he used those words. If I'm misquoting him, he did. Okay, good.
He said he leaned left. He traditionally leaned left.
Leaned left, right. Okay, so he's able to, I think that the symbology here is that anyone can sit down and have a conversation if it's, you know, if two people approach it with common sense. And someone, you know, I saw this leftist write an article and they said, Elon, going towards the far right, being radicalized. And my question back to that person was, would you still call them radicalized if they were going more far left? If this person was going more far left? No, you actually wouldn't. You wouldn't. You would say that's great and they're becoming more liberated or something. It's like it's still radical whichever way you go. It's just what is a good radical or bad, you know? But anyway, I digress. My point is, you know, my slight concerns are Elon's beliefs about climate change. I really hope he wakes up to that scam. And, you know, I think he's evolving in his thinking, hopefully. But he definitely has the ability to assist with technology in something like what you're talking about. I mean, this is one of the key reasons, one of the biggest problems that we have. We in Australia, there was a member of parliament. I've brought this up so many times, but I don't know if I've told you, Bobby. She was talking about how we need to be able to change. Transgender people need to have the right to change their gender after they're dead. Like, these are the kinds of things taxpayer dollars are going on. We need some common sense.
Yes. Oh, that's perfect. I did not hear that, but I'm literally not surprised in the slightest bit. I think that the thing to reiterate about Elon, and I saw a lot of conservatives freak out about Joe Rogan saying a nice thing about Bobby Kennedy. I think that there's something really important for everybody to understand. You shouldn't believe me or you or Elon or Alex or anybody else on everything. And not only should you not necessarily believe them, but you don't have to agree with them. But you have to generally understand that some people are going to be stronger in one area and weaker in another area. And if they, generally speaking, are able to see something that is seemingly uncommon for most people to see, that it's better for that person, especially if they have a cultural impact, influence, and intelligence and something to bring to the table, to be on your side than not. I saw a lot of people on the right freak out about Joe Rogan, and it's like, Joe Rogan spoke out about a lot of things that put him in a lot of hot water when he was not a person that was a fan of conservatives or a fan of the right. And you're going to suggest that he's some type of traitor, turncoat, whatever, flip on him on a dime because he says a nice thing about Bobby Kennedy, not even an endorsement. It's like, that's the type of stuff that gets people to not come over to your side. So I wish people could just understand that we're better with Joe Rogan agreeing with us even 20% of the time. Yeah. We're better with Elon Musk agreeing with us 5% of the time. If he, generally speaking, is able to push us in the right direction, we want him. And here's the other thing about Elon. It's like, if we do not understand that Elon Musk is literally an American hero in real life, if we can't understand that, despite whatever foibles we think, he also took the mysterious potion. He also said that he thinks the mysterious potion is good and he took it. But it's like, he also may have single-handedly helped restore the distribution of free speech for this upcoming election, which is a heroic American act, a patriotic act beyond all else. And even if he was to just do that and then say, you know what, I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris, he would have still done something heroic for the American citizens. And as I said before, for the human beings of Earth, because of his preservation of the distribution of free speech. And that is of note and something that can never be taken away from him, even if he was to turn on it. The fact that he even did it at this very crucial time, I think he deserves our respect, regardless if he has 50 or 500 bad takes.
That's such a great point, Bobby. And I know that, you know, you, because you're so involved with your audience and people who disagree with you as well, you've really come, because I've watched your thinking evolve on a lot of things, like I said, and then you get your audience just viciously coming at you. I've seen it happen on more than one occasion. And so that's why I love your take on this, because what is it that you think makes conservatives just rah when something like Joe Rogan says a nice thing about RFK happens?
Because I think that the left and the right, look, we're all in one human family. I mean, I've hit a bunch of cliches, but it really is true. And I really think that the right is just as bad as the left in a multitude of ways. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, some of the things that we make fun of the left for, it's just as easy to make fun of people on the right for. And I think that, like, it really is similar human behavior, just with a different target or a different trajectory. Not to suggest that they're more right, I certainly believe that the right is more often than not. But we freak out the same way. We get emotional in the same way. There's some people that like super, super radical things on the right that to me are unfathomable and unrealistic. And the same goes for the left. The way that the left will point out, you know, the most racist, bigoted, you know, middle America person saying something super dumb at a Trump rally, you know, we also will point out the leftist, them that identifies as a giraffe at a Kamala rally. So we like literally do the exact same thing. And I think that, you know, the thing that you had mentioned before the break is like, should we all just like kind of get in line and, you know, be a team player and kind of like put out, you know, not to put words in your mouth, but almost like dumber down content to keep it focused and make sure that our side wins.
Well, not necessarily. Let me just not dumb down. What I'm saying is not be so publicly vicious towards people on our own side all the time, you know, more unified to just get a better outcome for the country and the world is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, it was hard for me to explain it, which is kind of the second part of my point, which is like, if we were to choose to take the simple route at doing something and not do the thing that was hard, not do the thing that was difficult, not do the thing that took perhaps years, if not decades, to achieve, would there be an America in the first place? If anyone had shied away from these like seemingly impossible tasks, would there be a First Amendment? Would there be a Thomas Jefferson? Would there be a George Washington? Would those things have even happened from the start? It's like if they had chosen the easy route. So to me, I always look at my content and say, you know, should I just say Trump good? Let's keep everybody together. Let's make sure that I get more followers, sell the hat, sell the shirt. It's like I can't do it. And I remember a long time ago, I had asked a business coach. I was complaining because there was a cat video guy that was getting 500 times as many views as me. And I said, should I just start making cat videos? And he said, if you believe that that was the right thing in your heart and soul, that's what you would already be making. You don't even need to ask me that question because your actions have already dictated it. And I look at the way that I approach this type of information the same way. It's like, could Alex Jones have worked at a mainstream news organization 25 years ago and made a crap ton more money and not had anybody come for his throat his whole life? For sure. Could he have been Piers Morgan? Absolutely. Could he have done any of those other things? For sure. And now, not to say that Alex or anybody is perfect, as I illustrated before, but it's like, here's an example of a person doing the hard thing and perhaps not having all of the familiar trappings of success, but having the hearts and minds of the people, which is a lot of what kind of Trump does. It's like, here's a guy that had a great, incredible life that did something that is in so many ways heroic, imperfect as he is. What is that respect worth? What is that historical value worth in the whole grand scheme of history? We still quote Benjamin Franklin to this day. Imagine being of that importance. And I think that you, all of us, have the capacity to be that in our own little way. And I think that's what Elon's doing. That's what Trump's doing. That's the decision that Alex decided to make. That's what you're deciding to do. That's what people that watch this are deciding to do, because they could just as easily watch Netflix, but they choose not to because they care.
Yeah, such a great point. And this is a conversation I've had with quite a few people since I've been here, by the way, which is, you know, that the Dems are better at optics in terms of, you know, appearing more unified. But by the same token, if we were just aiming to be better at optics, which, you know, there is some merit in that, but if it meant that we weren't being genuine about our views, genuine about our concerns, then we wouldn't be the right?
Yep.
That's the thing.
Yes. Yes. But that's the other thing is, like, you know, there's a saying in business where it's like the best product doesn't sell the most. The best marketed one does. So the difference, what I am trying to contribute in my own little way, much like the chef cooks for the army men and still has a valuable, you know, just as much as the guy that carries the gun in war. It's like what I'm trying to do is say, hey, the right has a branding and marketing problem. People are going to be brainwashed and dumb, but it's like if I have the ability to understand branding and marketing, I have to do the best that I can to help package up and market deliverable messages, because I think that the right has a better product but far inferior branding and marketing. And one of the examples that I've given in a multitude of speeches and on podcasts and whatnot is that the left is so good at branding that they get the right to use their branding to explain why we believe the opposite. And pro-life is a perfect example. If instead of saying pro-life, we said pro-baby, everybody would understand it. Everybody knows what a baby is. It's innocent. It's the most beautiful, you know, innocent thing that could ever be. But if you say pro-life, it's not a baby anymore. It's just a life. It disappears into the breeze. A flower has life, but a flower is not a baby. And everyone knows what a baby is. When you think the word baby, you see baby. And I think that that's the type of branding and marketing that we need to reiterate. And that's the thing that the right misses when it comes up with bills, like the Don't Say Gay bill. People on the right got branded so hard on the Don't Say Gay bill that they refer to it as the Don't Say Gay bill. Yeah. It's the Parental Rights and Education Act, or I think that's what it's called. See, it's the stupid name. But yeah, they're so good at branding that they've gotten us to Jedi mind trick and say their thing. If the right was to learn and take out of their playbook, our message and our better product would be delivered on a wider scale.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no way there is a way to do that without being deceitful like they are. You know, there is marketing that can be done with integrity. You know, it exists.
Yeah.
So I think that's such a great point. I want to talk to you briefly before we wrap up today, team, if you can cue up the clip of Kamala and Tim. I don't know if we're going to have time for the second clip about Tim Walz's stolen valor, but just cue up that clip of Kamala and Tim for us, please.
Good evening. Good evening, city. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening.
What? So I'm inspired. I don't know about you, Bobby, but I am inspired. I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like I'm going to have a good evening.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's so, again, the left is so good at this stuff. It's like, that guy is like a manic, fidgety, like squirrely weirdo. And they, like, they got ahead of it. They're like, let's pick this like weird, like soggy guy, and let's call the other guy weird. Let's call like the guy that served, the intelligent guy that started businesses successfully, let's call him weird. And I actually was watching John Oliver last night because I love to see the complete wrong take. And he was making a joke about J.D. Vance's laugh. And I'm like, yo, they're already on it. Like, you're going to make fun of J.D. Vance's laugh when Kamala Krusty Harris has her laugh. They're just so good at this. And I think that, like, they're always a few steps ahead. And these people are super weird. You want to put a tampon in a boy's bathroom. You want to lie about things and be squirrely. And, oh, I'm 60 years old and I don't have any stock. How is that a flex? Like, these people suck and they're so strange and weird.
They do suck. But you know, it's not just that. In terms of his life achievements, there really isn't any. It's the fact that the man is a liar. He's lied about his military service record. Again, just another example of just how seriously deceitful these people are, and how much contempt they have for even their own base. You know, what are your thoughts about that? In my opinion, Bobby, this is such a big scandal. It could actually kill his political career.
Well, that's why I was saying I watched John Oliver last night, because like I said, he always gives like literally the complete opposite wrong take. They're so brilliant at this. They basically said that they identified one part of the Stolen Valor story, and he basically tried to debunk that one part while completely not addressing all of the other parts. And he's like, look, if this thing's incorrect, then none of those things are correct. Kind of like if you show a real photo from a Kamala Harris rally and then 40 of them that are edited, it's like, well, this one's real, so they're all real. It's like there was this quote he said he was in Bagram Air Force Base in Iraq, and he saw a body get taken away on a plane that changed his life. And it's like, Bagram's in Afghanistan, and he didn't go to Iraq or Afghanistan. So it's like, it goes back to the same point from the very beginning, where it's like, if they'll lie about one thing and no one will call them out on it, if they can lie directly to their face, why wouldn't they lie? It's so disrespectful to their base, but these people don't even care. And that's why I've kind of lost the thought that I'm going to appeal or convert a person on the left. The real person that I try to speak to is to activate and mobilize the people that already generally agree with my worldview and the people that are sitting in the middle that might potentially come over. Because the people on the left that are already saying that these guys are great, they're cooked. Like, they're cooked permanently. They're going to have to navigate their own way there, sadly.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And, you know, I had a very interesting conversation with a couple of liberal people recently, and they were, I wouldn't say unreasonable people, you know, touched on some subjects that would normally be difficult to discuss with liberals. But this is a particular passion of mine. I love trying to, you know, open the minds of people who are stuck. I see them as stuck and victims of the propaganda machine. That's what these people are. They're victims. And we can kind of help them out, and, you know, we're the lifeguards. That's how I feel. Genuinely, I care, because I care. I care, Bobby, and I know you care. That's why you do what you do. And so I don't think we should stop doing that. If you have that skill set, go out and keep doing that. Keep trying to get those people that are in the middle to see the light and see what would be the better way for this country and consequently the rest of the world to move forward, because the rest of the West, at least, is really just a mirror of Transgender Visibility Day on the White House. Like, that's really what it is. I'm serious. This is Australia and the UK, very sad state of affairs because we don't have strong leadership in the US. That is the truth. Bobby, we're almost out of time. Please, please let people know where they can follow you. I know your X account is still in the process of growing. You're much bigger on IG, but let people know where they can follow you.
Yeah, so at Take Naps on Instagram, and then you can find all my links at bobbysauce.com or followbobby.com.
Amazing. Well, I'm really grateful for your time and for your insights. Just such a humble guy that, you know, I think has a lot to offer. So make sure you give him a follow. I will be back here next week, next Tuesday. Make sure to continue to share these broadcasts and support InfoWars. And you can also find me on zmedia.com, zEEE_media on X. God bless you all, and thank you.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We are shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have in come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them, unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus their great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.